During the 1950s, a teenage girl from Toronto swam her way to celebrity multiple times. Marilyn Bell set world records for marathon swimming. She appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show, and she was the inspiration for a children's doll, the ads for which called her the darling of a nation. Years later, circumstances combined to deprive her forever, she thought, of the activity that had made her famous, the activity she loved. Marilyn Bell tells her story in her own words.
I remember so clearly the first sensation of floating. You know, when you finally feel your legs come up, your head is in the water, you're relaxed. I was 9 years old when I had my first swimming lesson, and that was the beginning. Sometimes I would finish third. Most often I would finish fourth. I had very few gold medals in my medal box when I finally discovered longer distance swimming. In July of 1954, there was a 26-mile race around the island where Atlantic City is located. And I was only 16, and there were 39 participants. I think about 12 of them were women. I actually placed, I think I was seventh in the race, so I beat a lot of men, which was really exciting. Oh my goodness, I've never forgotten that experience. That's when my coach got the idea that if I could swim 26 miles in salt water, that there was a good chance that I could swim 32 miles in fresh water. The Canadian National Exhibition was kind of on a par with, a World's Fair. They weren't really drawing crowds, and they invited Florence Chadwick to attempt to swim across Lake Ontario, because, of course, it had never been done. Florence Chadwick was world-renowned. She swam the English Channel, I think, two times before I actually met her. Everybody was really ticked off that one person was going to have a chance to win. It was a $10,000 prize if she made it. My swim coach, he got one of the newspapers to agree if he could come up with a swimmer, they would agree to pay the expenses for that swimmer. And he had a couple of people in mind. One was a gentleman that I swam with. But I guess the newspaper didn't think that, you know, a man swimming against a woman, it wouldn't be fair. So as a result, I think by default, Marilyn Bell was chosen to be the challenger. Of course, when she dove in, there was plenty of light because the television crews were there and her boat had spotlights and floodlights. So she was well lit as she dove into the water. I dove in about 15 minutes later, and by then there were one or two photographers left, and my boat was not there. My boat was about a quarter mile to a half mile offshore. So I swam for about a half hour in the darkness on my own, petrified, absolutely petrified. You never swim alone, and you certainly never swim alone at night if you have any sense at all. And even to this day, I think, was I crazy? My goal was not to swim all the way across Lake Ontario. I didn't think that Florence Chadwick could do it. I really didn't think that I could do it either, but my goal was to swim further than she did. When Florence was pulled out of the water, she got very, very sick, and it was rough, and she really suffered. My coach never told me. Because by then, I was swimming very smoothly. I'd found my groove. Dawn was breaking. It was the most beautiful sunrise I ever experienced. Later in the day, when I was getting very, very tired, and I had decided I'd had enough and I wanted out, then my coach, Gus Ryder, said, "Well, you're the only one left in here because Florence got out hours ago, so it's really up to you to do it." When I actually touched the breakwall in Toronto, there's a photograph taken of it. When I saw that photograph for the first time, I thought, wow, I don't even remember that. There were thousands of people on the lakeshore making all kinds of noise. I guess I was just so worn out that I didn't know I had finished, and I kept swimming away from people that were trying to grab me. So it wasn't until I don't know, maybe 40 minutes later when they had me in an ambulance, finally I said, "So what finally happened?" I had no idea. I had no idea what would follow. After Lake Ontario, I became an instant celebrity, I guess the word would be. I remember going back to school and one of my teachers saying to me, "Well, you know, it's not very ladylike to be walking around in a bathing suit, but I guess it's okay." The following year, I swam the English Channel, and I was the youngest to swim the English Channel at that time. I was 17. And then in 1956, I swam the Strait of Juan de Fuca, and I was the first Canadian woman to do that. I think I'm the only one in the history of the city of Toronto to have had three ticker tape parades in succession. The private Marilyn Bell disappeared for a time. I became this public person. I was just being torn apart. So after the last swim, the Strait of Juan de Fuca, I decided, I'm done with this. I lost my joy for swimming. And the other piece of that is I fell in love. When I was 16, I met a lifeguard at the Atlantic City Swim, and we had corresponded for 3 years. And then we decided that we wanted to really spend our lives together. So by the time I swam Juan de Fuca, I knew that as soon as my lifeguard had graduated from college, that we would get married. And I knew that I could not be a swimmer, a celebrity, and a wife. I wasn't wired to do all of those things and do them well. So the easiest thing was to give up being a swimmer and giving up the celebrity piece and becoming Marilyn D'Alassio. After my children were born, you know, I taught them to swim and then we would go to the pool together and I swam and I could swim a couple of miles in the pool, but I developed scoliosis. It was a late onset of scoliosis, which has created a lot of deterioration in my spine. I finally had to say, okay, I can't do this anymore. It's just too painful. It's not helping me. So I totally stopped until 2 years ago. A friend has another friend. His name is Terry Lachlan. And he said, "If you're willing to change your stroke, you'll be back swimming without pain." And I thought, yeah, right. That wonderful feeling I had as a kid when I was 9, well, that happened when Terry was working with me the first day. He had me float. When I came out of the water, I looked at him, I said, "Oh my gosh, I haven't felt this since I was 9 years old. This is wonderful." Within probably, I'm going to say 3 months, I was swimming 2 hours in our little pool without pain. Before my 80th birthday, I'm hoping that I'll get to swim maybe 10 or 13 miles in the Hudson River. I have that in my bucket list. I love to swim now. I get up every morning at 5:30 to swim. It's just like the best part of my day.
The 1956 record Marilyn Bell D'Alassio set swimming the Strait of Juan de Fuca between Victoria, British Columbia, and Port Angeles, Washington, still stands today. She currently lives in New York, and she swims every day. Our story was produced by Bob Schaefer.